The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Whoa, Elliot, it's been a big week for Singapore. I'm feeling it. It's not even Friday.
Well, that's because since Monday, it's been all about the first combined Singapore FinTech Festival and the Singapore Week of Innovation and Technology, or better known as Switch.
Yeah, this event was huge. It featured more than 400 speakers, over 900 exhibitors, 41 international pavilions, and about 60,000 participants from 130 countries.
Interesting topics, you know, sustainability and climate change. That's been the overarching theme of the combined conference this year. All this against a backdrop of growing calls for the technology and the financial sectors to be enablers and what they call change agents for sustainability.
It seems only right. Now, this theme was reflected in the content of the conference, the design of the event space at the Singapore Expo, and through the provision of food from sustainable sources, of which Ryan's been a big fan and will speak to us later about that, I'm sure. Amongst the speakers at the conference this year, we had delegates enjoying presentations featuring Queen Maxima of the Netherlands, Augustin Karstens, General Manager of the Bank of International Settlements, and Pavan Sukhdev, the President of the World Wildlife Fund International.
Also speaking at the event, Singapore's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance, Heng Swee Keat. I was at that talk. Education Minister and MAS Board Member Ong Ye Kung was also there. How did it go? What are the plans for next year? Does Singapore's fintech ecosystem get bigger from here?
Yep, to answer those questions and more, we're joined in the studio by Subnendu Mohanty, who is the Chief FinTech Officer at the Monetary Authority of Singapore. And how are you feeling today?
I'm exhausted. I'm just exhausted, and it's 3 days of nonstop standing and talking and making it all happen.
Yeah, well, that's the point, right? You got to make it all happen sometimes.
You know, I tell people that what I do this last 3 days, telling people where is coffee, where is the toilet, and where do you get food? And this year, organizers tag on my tag and says, tell me where is the coffee. Yeah, that's all.
But I was there yesterday.
Yes.
Amazing setup. Congratulations to you guys. Give us a lowdown. What were the number of attendees, participants, yes, booths, and whatnot?
This year was unprecedented in many sense. We have definitely huge footfall in terms of people want to come to the festival. And more interestingly, the interest from the exhibitors to show new technology, new way of doing business, green finance, big part of this, of the whole discussion, had 1,000 exhibitors. And always being thankful to number of countries participating. And from Afghanistan, 40 people from Afghanistan in FinTech conference in Singapore. That's not amazing in many ways.
Yeah, I like how you see different booths. There's a Turkish booth, there's an Egypt booth.
And we are thankful to so many countries. Even 1% turnout from a country is always a great news for us.
I'm loving it. It's like bringing people together through FinTech.
Absolutely. And people feel more connected.
Yeah.
People feel there's a hope, there's an opportunity to fix many people's lives, because this is a part of finance, is a part of the whole upliftment of society.
Yeah, that's been a big theme too, hasn't it? FinTech for good. I mean, we had Pinbox Solutions on the show this week. And that was all about coping with aging populations, but also getting micro pensions to people.
$400 trillion. There's a gap out there, and pension is a big, big challenge for the whole ecosystem.
Yeah, and FinTech's a solution for that. So, standout moments. So, Elliot was there for this one, the Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister, Heng Swee Keat, speaking. What was the feedback? How were, you know, presentations such as that one received?
I think people are just amazed by the content. In fact, people are very, very complimentary in the way that we have put the content together. I think the purpose was extremely focused, because we focused on green finance, we focused on AI, the real big challenges in getting the right construct for the ecosystem to grow. So feedback has been extremely, extremely good. And my personal favorite was the last one. It's just the cosmonaut who presented. It was stunning. And the line he said, when you go up, you don't see boundaries. And we are fighting for all the different nations among each other. And the second thing he told, that from a space station, Earth looked like a space station. It's our home. Why we are spoiling it?
Yeah, that's powerful.
Yes. Very humbling, isn't it?
Yes.
Our education minister, Ong Ye Kung, said Singapore will invest $2 billion in funds that have a strong green focus. This is the overarching theme, right? He unveiled several new initiatives as part of MES's Green Action Plan. Now, focusing on the festival, there was a sustainability theme. I noticed that from the moment I got my food. The food, the chairs.
Yes.
Any more examples you could share with us?
I think what you don't realize, 30% of the content was dedicated to sustainability.
Okay.
There's a huge allocation of focus in terms of messaging. That's something stand out for us, because normally a conference of this size, you tend to believe technology is the biggest attraction. We ensured that in every segment, we have introduced the need for climate change focus, sustainability. I think that's something worth noting about the whole festival. And in terms of technology, there are many technology out there. They're showcasing how to use technology as a way to enable sustainable finance.
Sure.
And I use this word, the three things very critical: how to measure, how to mobilize, how to monitor sustainable finance, and technology is a key part to this whole journey.
Yeah, that's another thing we've spoken about on the show this week.
Yes.
You know, how do you monitor sustainable finance, sustainable investment? So another key development that was announced by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, it's led this successful development of a blockchain-based prototype that enables payments to be carried out in different currencies on the same network. So just going back to the theme of actually bringing people together, this is another thing that brings borders down, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And in fact, we are in the last part of the whole Project Ubin, which is focused on exploring blockchain in the space of finance. And we want to now end with a production grade outcome for the whole experiment, and that is solving cross-border payment challenges. And there's nothing better than a blockchain-based network which allows to disintermediate the whole chain in between, and that hopefully that makes the payment far more swift, cheaper and efficient.
Let's talk about competitions. They're a big deal every year. This Hackcelerator, I mean, it calls on all these innovative startups from around the world to address really complex problems. What were some of the things that came out of that and out of the competitions that caught your eye?
On the finance side, there was a winner who is tokenizing livestock, cows. You heard this word KYC, know your customer. He does know your cow.
Right.
And the reason he does that, because 70% of world's food supply comes from small farmers who have no collateral to get credit against. So he used blockchain token to tag cows and livestock and create a collateral on the blockchain platform, so the banks can extend credit insurance to the whole ecosystem of small farmers. Isn't that cool?
This is game-changing stuff.
And he has piloted in Myanmar. He's going to Africa. And this is Singapore-founded startup called InfoCup. That's amazing.
Can I just ask one thing? One thing I'm noticing is you come across these incredible people who are doing fantastic work, and they've developed these platforms, and they come from other countries, but they all come to Singapore to set up their businesses.
Yes.
So that's a big, success story.
And that is the reason why Singapore FinTech Festival brings the global crowd to Singapore, and they see there's a hope here, and they come down to Singapore, they set up their shop here, and then start expanding. And that's what Singapore FinTech Festival does for Singapore.
Here's a question I've been asking every fintech-related guest we've had this week. Previous years, it's all been about transition, coping with impact of upskilling. You know, we even have commercials where, you know, we talk about how you can go back to skill and upgrade yourself. Go back to school, I mean. The conversation is often around the banking sector, you know, how it's coping with what they call fintech disruption. Have we moved on from disruption, or are we still in an age of disruption?
I think that disruption is no more a key term to worry about. Every bank have no path other than to change themselves. And you look at DBS, how they're doing, how OCBC is doing, how UOB is doing. Everybody talks about shift, and the narrative has shifted to collaboration. 80% of fintech company in that space last 3 days are in the business of helping banks to digitize.
Okay.
That's a huge shift from 2014-15 now. So that's a big shift in terms of strategy, what banks are thinking, what fintechs are thinking. Collaborate more, make it much better.
It's part of an ecosystem now, right?
And make it efficient and cheap.
Yeah, well, everybody likes the sound of that, cheap. And of course, you know, Google announcing, and we saw this overnight, Google getting into consumer banking, and getting into partnership with Citigroup.
Yes, and they will see more partnership, more collaboration. That's the trend.
So Singapore has rolled out this national strategy on artificial intelligence and impactful social economic benefits. And Deputy Prime Minister was speaking about this yesterday, announcing this initiative, Veritas. The Monetary Authority of Singapore is going to work with financial institutions to promote the responsible adoption of AI, data analytics. You alluded to this earlier. Can you give us some context around how important this is?
There is a challenge in the whole AI adoption. AI is great. It allows you to include more of the society in the financial sector. But there is also a challenge of exclusion. AI can be sometimes very tricky. It can exclude people. They know a lot of everybody, and they can, using data, they may start creating biases. So it is important for MAS to put a platform together where anybody putting an algorithm can check that, is it fair? Is it accountable? Is it transparent? Is it excluding any bias to the segment which is where it's generating an outcome? So that's a very key part of us to ensure AI is responsible, AI is ethical, AI is fair. So that's what Project Veritas is all about, to test it out.
Somnendu, I'm curious, and this is the events planner side of me talking. How long does it take to plan such a festival? It's obviously huge. You know, if you walk on the outside of the expo, it's very far. It's very far. So this year's theme was sustainability. Yes. Have you already started thinking about next year?
It starts from our mind. That's the first step. You start thinking what to do next year. And you'll be surprised. It's a very small team we have who thinks about it.
How many?
It's less than 10 people who think about the whole festival. Yes, it's very. People are surprised. They ask me, how big is the team? It's a very small team. And I think it's all about connection. I tell people, you don't have to have a huge event with a lot of people. People around you will help you to make it big. This is it's like a crowdsourcing a big event.
Do you apply technology when you're planning, you're brainstorming?
So absolutely. We use crowdsourcing methodology. We use social media. We get people come together. There are many parts in the event which I don't know. They do it because they come together. If you have gone around the event, there are something called open stage. People are packed there. I don't know who's speaking there because they're all coming together. They're putting the story out there. And that's how we do. Crowdsource talent.
Okay.
Crowdsource the event. It'll make bigger, better and more fun.
Do you have an inkling yet of where you might like to go with it next year?
Every year we have picked up a new topic, very bold topic. Last year we picked up inclusion. This year we picked up climate change. I don't know what next year. Maybe next year some new interesting topic comes up and we'll add to it. We don't...
Space.
Who knows?
The next frontier.
We don't limit ourselves on topics. If anything interesting, doesn't matter, people have heard about it for the first time, we'll pick it up. That's our commitment.
What do you do after the festival?
Holiday.
The festival allows Singapore to start making plan for what we can do more.
Yeah.
Because we can start planning of what are the new topics to pick up, how to grow the Singapore fintech ecosystem. And the whole festival has become a platform for us to succeed.
You know, the thing about Somnendu is he's so active on social media. You see that after the festival, he's all over the world. He's talking to people in every country about fintech.
But
it's amazing.
Outside of fintech, where's your next holiday?
Well, I'm still thinking. Family is very frustrated because I don't show. So we have to take them out and we'll have some good fun to the year end.
Yeah.
Somnendu Mohanty, our guest this morning. He's the Chief FinTech Officer at Monetary Authority of Singapore. Thank you so much for taking the time today and congratulations on the success of the event.
Thanks for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.